they have had it up north.
Hello, Georgia?
How you doing?
Hey, Georgia.
We ready?
We're ready.
I heard it come through.
Fearless leader.
Nobody was ever calling. We're called to order the Monday, June 20th meeting of the City of Ocala Zoning Board of Adjustment. If you'll stand and place the flag, please.
Where is the flag?
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
I guess what's our first order of business, call the roll? Just call the roll, please.
Mr. Williamson?
Here.
Mr. Roos? Mr. Carrasco?
Here.
Mrs. Cully?
Here.
Mrs. Johnson? Mr. Jurgens?
Here.
Mr. Rogers?
Here.
Has everybody reviewed the minutes?
Make a motion to accept.
Second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passed. First case of the evening, SE 11-0003, Charles Roos Jr. Trustee and Sumner Roos Property Corporation.
Good evening, Patty Hitchcock on behalf of the City of Ocala Growth Management Department. Submit my written recommendation as part of this proceedings. The first request is for a special exception to allow a repair garage. Sorry.
Swear in.
Oh, sorry, thank you.
Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
May I interrupt for a moment? Do we need to memorialize anything that Mr. Roos is not part of these proceedings, and just for the record? Or, I know we took roll, and he didn't, you know, he really not absent, so I think we ought to memorialize something in the minutes that,
okay,
you know, that he is a member and he's not sitting up here.
Sure. We could let the minutes reflect that Mr. Roos is out of the room, has not been present during this case that involves him.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, now that I'm sworn, Patty Hitchcock, still with the City of Ocala Growth Management Department, and my written recommendation is submitted for to be part of the record this evening. Request is for a special exception to allow repair garage in the B4 zoning district. The property, there are two parcels, total of about 0.75 acres, located north of College Road. One parcel is the back half of the parcel where the bubble bath car wash was located. It's presently vacant at 2251 Southwest College Road. And the car wash, which is not part of this application, is building 100. Building 200 to the rear, which had been part of the detailing center for the car wash, is located just north of the car wash. There's another parcel located at 1621 Southwest 23rd Avenue, and that is located on 10th Road and 23rd Avenue. The land use on all of those properties is retail services. And recently, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of a rezoning of B4 on both of these properties. They will be considered by City Council ordinance introduction on July 5th with public hearing and consideration on July 19th. This is a photo of the front of the car wash. You can see the detail center in the back.
Can we get it on, will it come in on the computer screens?
Yes.
If you
click the blue button,
it'll let you toggle back and forth.
Okay.
Up here on these little blue things?
This thing?
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just go back real quick so you could see these. The aerial with the two buildings, the land use, the rezoning map, the front of the car wash, and a closer shot of the auto detail center on the car wash property. And this is a, another building. This is the building at 1621 Southwest 23rd Avenue, which had been built in 2000 to house an auto detailing center. The site plan that was in your packet is of this particular piece of property. At the time that it went through site plan approval and was constructed, the zoning was B2, which would not have permitted a repair garage. So you might have noticed a note on that. I referenced it in my staff report, saying there would be no auto repair garage in this location, but that was because of the zoning at the time. If City Council approves the rezoning to B4 and this board approves a special exception, then a repair garage would be permissible in this location. This is the front of that building. I'm focusing mostly on this building because this is what we had the site plan for, and it's what I based my recommendation of approval on. This is the back of that building. Those vehicles would not be permissible there. They're not permissible there, and that would be a code enforcement matter. This is the property directly to the west. It's owned by the owner of Prestige Auto. They're using it as a detailing center, and code enforcement will likely be out to visit them as well. This is northwest of the subject property. Again, this is property owned by Prestige Auto, and they will be paid a visit by code enforcement. This is a residence to the north of the property at 1621 Southwest 23rd Avenue. There is some additional residential in the area. Business is located east of the vacant lot, east of the subject property. And as I said, there are businesses located in what used to be a duplex. Staff has recommended approval of the special exception for the property at 1621 Southwest 23rd Avenue, but only upon the effectiveness of a rezoning to B4. If we didn't have the site plan for the auto detailing center north of the bubble bath car wash, that was the only reason I didn't include that in the recommendation of approval. I think the applicant may want to address that this evening. With regard to the property I've made the recommendation on, I want to make it clear that vehicles may only be parked in approved paved parking spaces. There has been some issue with vehicles being used for parts, perhaps being stored on the property for extensive periods of time elsewhere in the city. We want to make sure that does not happen here. And so I have a condition that vehicles used for the purpose of stripping parts may not be stored on the property unless they're kept inside the enclosed building, and that all work, including any detailing, shall be conducted within the building. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
I have no questions. George?
So just to understand you correctly, the old Busy Bee car wash in the Jiffy Lube place, you're not making a recommendation because they need a site plan?
I wanted to see where the parking would be. By looking at the site, it didn't look like there was any actual parking for the rush. It's all a paved surface, but it's not striped out.
Yeah, I mean, kind of like I used to get my car wash there, and I think there's not a whole lot of grass there.
No, I mean, it's all asphalt, but I wanted to see where the cars would be parked and where the cars might be stored that are waiting to be worked on.
This application does not entail those parcels.
It does include the auto detailing center.
But not the car wash, right?
No, not the car wash itself.
The car wash doesn't need a special exception.
The car wash does not. It is zoned B4, but if it were going to be used for something other than a car wash, if that were going to be...
So the only building that we're talking about is the Jiffy Lube place. It's next to Busy Bee or whatever it's called.
Yeah, just north of the Busy Bee.
Yeah, do you have a picture from the front of both of those?
I do.
Here it is.
Okay, here's the Busy Bee. You can see the building in the back. This is the Jiffy Lube to the right.
Okay.
And here's the car wash that you drive under, and then there's the detailing center in the back.
So just so I understand you correctly, that detail shop and the car wash, are we doing anything with that today?
I had not recommended approval of that, only because I did not have a site plan showing the parking, but I would not be opposed to approving a special exception for repair garage for that location at well. It was advertised, if the board wants to entertain that.
Yeah, when you say site plan, I mean...
A sketch of the plan.
A sketch. You're not talking about a full-blown site plan.
No, they would not need to go through the site plan process.
We can approve it today, subject to you receiving a sketch.
Yes, sir, you could.
Can we call it a sketch rather than a site plan? Because I get a little...
Yes, sir.
You know, my wallet cringes a bit when I hear the word site plan.
I understand.
Okay. And then the one next door, what are we doing with the one next door?
The one next door?
Is there anything going on with that one, that Pennzoil one? That's not...
No, that's not part of this application.
Okay, so this piece right here, and then the other one that was...
The one on the side street.
Correct, okay. Thank you.
And the conditions would apply to both. They have to be within approved parking spaces, no storing of vehicles out of doors, you know, that are being used for parts, and that all work has to be conducted within the building.
Okay, and then obviously, when this goes to council, you would also have a recommendation to council at that time?
Well, the rezoning will go to council, but the special exception will not.
But will your office have a, would you all have a position at the rezoning hearing to be for? I mean, doesn't it come to your office for a...
It does. We've recommended approval of the rezoning to be for, and we've indicated that there is a request for a special exception for a repair garage that was accompanying the application.
Okay.
Any further questions? Thank you. Would the applicant like to speak?
Yes, sir. Scott Sumner. Address is 4701 Northeast 36th Avenue, Ocala. Basically, the building...
Wait 1 minute.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I have to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. The original building, that is on 16-something Southwest, yeah, that building we actually built in 2000, and it's got a detail bay inside. We put a little car wash pit, we got a grease trap, and then it was built for a detail guy. And then we leased it out to Palm Chevy for a lot of years, and they just detailing there. We do have a gentleman now that's going to do detailing, but also automotive repair. Certainly agree with staff that we don't want any dead or terminally ill cars parked anywhere outside the building. And if they want to waste a bay putting one inside, that's up to them. But we won't allow it on the outside in the parking or behind the building. That dirt lot that's behind this building and was behind that detail, that building right there, there's a right behind.
There.
There you go.
That's the vacant lot. That lot we had used when we ran the Bubble Up or Busy Bee Car Wash for employee parking. That's what it was for. There's a retention basin between that and the backside of that red building that we're calling the detail center. Yes. So we would like, if possible, I mean, it was originally, I think, permitted when we did Busy Bee for employee parking. And I would like to see if we could put employee parking there. Not for repair, not for storage, not for, you know, to come in on a hook on the back of a wrecker, but just employees to park, if that's possible.
I don't know what my predecessors...
Yes, ma'am.
...may have done. Parking is required to be on an asphalt-based surface unless waived by the city engineer.
Okay. Well, if we could include that in this application and deal with that parking as a later issue, that might be beneficial. At least we're going the right direction.
Here's my question that goes with that. If we address the parking issue now and the paving is not there, is it permissible to do that subject to the fact that the site plan permission would be, he would have to meet the city requirements in order to do that.
Yes, it's been advertised.
So he doesn't have to come back here again for that same issue?
No, I don't think that he has to. He'd have to, if you say that it's conditional, that he comes in and settles it with staff and gets the approvals that they need from the site end of it, as long as you deem that it's okay.
Or do we could deem that that geographic area can be used for employee parking if the conditions of that property met your requirements for parking?
Yes, sir.
That'd be engineer.
Huh?
Engineering.
Well, paving.
Right.
But really, once we deem it to be suitable, then all of the negotiation is between the applicant and the city.
Yes.
And we're out of it, but nevertheless, it's an appropriate thing for us to do, okay?
Mr. Chairman, if I could make a recommendation, we would modify
condition number two so that it does not restrict the special exception to only one of the parcels. You could strike condition number two altogether. It's no longer pertinent. So that the special exception is going to be granted to both parcels, the entire 0.75 acres, subject to the rezoning to be four becoming effective. Then the condition regarding vehicles may only be parked in approved paved parking surface spaces unless otherwise approved by the city engineer.
Okay. All right. You may continue, I guess.
I think that's it, sir. So in front of the detail building, or the one that had the red mansard on it, where we have asphalt surfaces or concrete surfaces, if we just strike those appropriately to meet county staff, that would be able to continue forward. That's all I could ask.
Anyone have questions of the applicant?
Thank y'all.
I make a motion to accept with the language. Do we want to? Yeah, I guess we can get a motion and keep talking about
sure.
it. I make a motion to accept with the language on number three added, unless otherwise approved by city engineer and staff. And then I didn't quite understand what I needed to do about number two.
I think we eliminate number two. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, delete condition number two.
I make
the, or if we delete two, it accomplishes what you're saying, because three requires a paid parking. Do you follow me, George?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Or another negotiation with them.
Okay. I guess we could add to three, vehicles may be parked on approved paid parking spaces.
Unless otherwise approved by the city engineer. Engineer or staff.
Okay. We would eliminate number two, is that true?
Yes, sir.
And we would add that additional statement to number three?
Correct. Now, where did it also, did it request a site plan? Where on that condition did it request a site plan anywhere?
It doesn't talk about site plan. I think site plan is a term they use for the piece of paper with a drawing on it.
Okay, I thought it said that was one of the.
But we've eliminated it.
Okay.
That's on the next one.
Okay.
So we eliminated number two.
Okay.
And that's where the site plan comment was.
Okay. So did you want me to read it again, or is that clear?
Are you happy with the way we've stated it?
Yes.
Why don't you read that back to us? Is that difficult?
It's kind of scary. So we're going to eliminate number two.
Correct.
Of the conditions. And we are accepting the language on number three.
In addition to that,
I'm adding,
parking permitted
unless
as approved by the city engineer.
Or staff,
okay.
Yeah.
Do we have any discussion?
I need a second first.
Second.
You have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Carrasco?
Aye.
Mr. Juergens?
Aye.
Mr. Rogers?
Aye.
Mrs. Cully?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye. You may move ahead, sir.
Thanks.
You can take your buddy with you if you want to. Okay. I guess the minutes will need to reflect that Mr. Roos is joining us.
Yes.
I got a question for Pat. So technically, those guys that are doing like the mobile detailing behind Gateway Bank, that's illegal because they're doing detailing outside?
Right.
So any mobile detailing is illegal?
Well, they have to have a mobile car wash license in order to, and they are allowed if they have a mobile car wash license.
So I never thought about that.
But they can't just set up and stay in one place. The idea behind it is they could, if the bank president at Gateway wants his car washed, he can call them, he comes to their parking lot, washes his vehicle, and then he goes to his next appointment. The problem is when they set up a permanent business just with a pop-up canopy and stay there day after day, week after week.
I was just curious how that works. So they have to have a mobile?
Mobile car wash license.
Car wash permit, which allows them to detail also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Our next case is SE11-0004, special exception to outdoor sales of home, garden, hobby farm equipment, and B4 general business zone.
This is a request of John and Mark Sapp. They were here a few months ago for the property across the street, which had some complications for their business. They're now looking at the property at 800 North Pine, where previously we had an outdoor shed display and sales. So they are requesting a special exception to allow the outdoor sales of home, garden, and hobby farm equipment. Staff has recommended approval. The application came in for the property you see that fronts Pine. My understanding is they may have an interest in expanding that to this parcel that has the large carport back there. But today, we've advertised to property owners within 300 feet of the property you see outlined here. The property is zoned B4. Surrounding area is also zoned B4. This is looking at the property from Pine, the old sign where the sheds were the old shed sign. Again, the front of the modular building on the property with the parking area that will be resurfaced and striped. This is looking north from their parking lot into part of the area that will be established for display. And this is the rear of the property, and this is that carport I was talking about that isn't presently included in this request. And looking south at the modular building on the property. There is some residential on the B4 zoning property that surrounds it. And then across Pine, we have auto sales. I think that was the old recycling place. The pawn shop, Interfaith Thrift Store.
What about all that parking there at the pawn shop?
Code enforcement.
We just kind of just breeze over that one?
No, I don't have my glasses on.
Okay. You don't need glasses for that one.
We do have some situations in town that have existed for a long time that end up being treated as non-conforming, continuing non-conforming uses. I don't know if this is one of them. It'd have to be researched. Interfaith Thrift Store, and there are shed sales back there as well. And to the north is the old Espresso Drive-In building. So staff has recommended approval of this special exception with some conditions. They will be going through a minor site plan review process to add some additional asphalt. And so as part of that, we want them to identify where on the property those units will be displayed so that we can establish a proper number. And we've set a time frame for submission of that site plan to be within 6 months from the date of the approval of special exception, with approval to be obtained within 12 months. We also want to make it clear that any equipment such as backhoes and forklifts cannot be displayed in an extended position to increase their height and visibility. So with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
No question. There was a picture, I can't get to it, and I think it was along Pine, and it was the one that had the the bent fence corner post.
Oops, I might have skipped one. Okay.
Now, that's it. Now, can you have that razor wire along pine like that, along the sidewalk?
You're allowed to have it as long as the fence is a minimum of 6 feet in height.
Wasn't that an issue in their other property they're looking at?
It was.
The one at Movie, in fact, they took down the razor wire on the piece of fence that is probably only about 8 inches shorter than the balance, but nevertheless, it's gone.
So this fence is high enough? This one's okay?
I did not measure it.
It used to be before the truck hit it.
I think it's 6 foot fence. Anything but 6 foot fence is pretty uncommon anymore. That little piece over at Parks was kind of a strange bird.
Yeah, okay.
But we will check it.
I wasn't that worried about the height. I was just more worried about along the sidewalk.
That's why it needs to be taller.
Any other questions?
Nope.
Anybody else? The applicant like to speak, please?
Good evening, Paolo Mastroserio. Did I get swearing?
Yes.
John, did we both swear at the same time or no?
Yeah, I can do that. That's okay. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. And it's John Sapp, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Each will tell half the truth.
Which one? I am the engineer of record for Mr. Sapp. We provided the conceptual plan. I believe Mr. Sapp is willing to comply with the conditions of the application. So we're here to answer any questions unless John's got anything else to add.
Any questions of the applicant?
Move approval with the exceptions.
Second.
Call the roll, please. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Roos?
Aye.
Mr. Carrasco?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mrs. Cully?
Aye.
Mr. Juergens?
Aye.
Mr. Rogers?
Aye.
You may move forward.
4:06 o'clock, we're out of here.
Let me see.
How about some old business?
Yeah, I think next, we've had some mention of old business. Would you like to bring that up, Mr. Juergens?
Yeah, I have, it's been brought to my attention that some time ago we made the approval for the Scientology building.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember in discussion, and I don't know if it's in the minutes, I don't know if it was on the conditions.
That's what I mean, I gotta get that.
But they weren't supposed to be soliciting, and I'm understanding they're soliciting on the sidewalks.
I don't think that we ever put a condition that they couldn't solicit. I don't think that's a constitution.
I think that was something considered in conversation.
I don't have any recollection of that.
We don't do that, but I just don't know if.
Why don't you pull the minutes? Pull the minutes for the next time.
Yeah, I can pull the minutes, sure. And I can send them.
I don't know, it'd be up to us, it'd be up to code enforcement.
With all due respect, I mean, you know, I think when we look at a church for special exception, we look at how it fits in the parking.
How what does?
Well, I mean, in my opinion, when we're looking at a church in a B4 zone or B3 zone, we're looking to see how the parking fits into the area.
The parking?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, let's see if it's in the minutes, and if it's in the minutes, then we can fight over it. If it's not in the minutes, we can do something else.
Okay.
That was a concern.
Weeping Ganesh teeth.
Any other old business issues?
But other churches in town are allowed to solicit downtown, correct?
You?
Van drive.
That's what it's called, yeah.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you, sir.